This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Dominion Voting Systems has filed three lawsuits today against the TV networks OAN and Newsmax and the former CEO of Overstock.com, Patrick Byrne, for spreading false election narratives involving the company. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Denver-based Dominion provides election equipment and software to 28 states. Dominion's CEO, John Poulos, says the defendants show no remorse for spreading disinformation, claiming Dominion stole the November election for former President Donald Trump.
This barrage of lies by the defendants and others have caused and continue to cause severe damage to our company, our customers, and our employees.
Dominion has also filed other lawsuits against Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, over baseless claims he made. As for suing the former president himself, Dominion says they are still exploring options for holding other participants in the, quote, campaign of lies accountable. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Pueblo City Council has confirmed Stephen Chris Noller as its new police chief. Noller was named interim chief after this year and was nominated for the permanent position after a nationwide search. Council President Larry Atencio was the lone vote against Noller. He has concerns after an investigation into workplace behavior at the department and a lack of trust among residents.
I'm not confident that we have the right person for the job, to tell you the truth. I want to see better. I want to see a lot better within our police department.
Noller says he's invested in the city and that he understands the high standards expected of the department and its chief. This is CPR News and KRCC.